finish this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Finish this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is, what is the year, Johnny? February 20th, 2021. It's Geeks Next Door, episode 250. How you guys doing tonight? Gotcha, huh? I wasn't around for the podcast this week, so the boys took over. They did it for me. I was on vacation. I was enjoying a water slide area in Wisconsin with the family. It was fun, but unfortunately I had to miss the Thursday night podcast. So that's why this is going up a day late, so sorry about that. I haven't listened to the podcast yet. I'm assuming the boys did good. Who knows for sure? I mean, without my expert leadership, of course, who can tell what will happen? But I have faith in them. I have a lot of faith. I'm sure they'll talk WandaVision. I don't have to talk for an hour about WandaVision. I mean, I could. I mean, I tried to get the wife to do a podcast on the way home about WandaVision, but she's, you know, she's like, whatever. I don't want to do that. So we didn't. What else? What happened to me this weekend? Not much, other than the water park. Water park was fun. There's this cool, like, indoor-outdoor kind of hot tub where you go outside and, you know, since it's cold outside, there's snow and there's, like, steam everywhere. It's pretty neat, that kind of stuff. Boys had a good time. They partied like crazy. They fell asleep 8 minutes into our ride home. Just got on the highway. Turned on their iPad, and they were out. We just spent 3 days there. Well, 2 days. Basically, we got there Wednesday morning, right? Yeah, Wednesday afternoon. Played all day Thursday. Played most of the day on Friday. So, and we got home today. Yeah, that's it. I had some sugar-free chocolate. Pretty excited about that. Anything else? Nope. Okay. Enjoy the podcast. I hope it went well. I haven't listened to it yet, but I will tomorrow on my run, and we'll see how they did. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is the Geeks Next Door, coming episode 250. Chris is not here. I think he's running and sweating somewhere. Probably. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that. Yeah, so, it's two D's. An M and a T. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing well.
I'm doing all right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So milestone episode. It's 250. Chris ain't here. He's sweating somewhere.
Right.
Adam for the fourth week in a row is sleeping.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. We got all the important people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean. But you know, funny.
It's also true, Ryan. You could say it's true. It's true.
Who's the T? Anyways, who's the T? We have two D's, an M, and a T. So who's the T?
Yeah.
Thomas.
The T, man.
Treacherous. The treacherous of the T's. Yeah, so hopefully the audio sounds good. I had to try and teach myself how to use this program in the last hour or so.
I think there's a 50-50 chance that nothing will be recorded, but that's okay.
Hey, I'll take 50-50. I try to do
it. You're going to either be infinitely better than Dave 2, infinitely better than Dave 2, or as good. You know, like, so you're basically good to go.
Ryan, why didn't you take this
one? Because I didn't really want to. My opinion, it's not a really, I didn't, I'm just like to talk to my friends, and I don't, the fact that it's recorded is not an incentive to me.
All right.
So it would not have maximized your happiness.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So do we got a opening question here?
Oh, fuck.
We're going to jump straight into some sort of...
Yeah, no, I got an opening question.
Oh, shit. Mickey, he's come prepped. I love it.
My wife and I had this discussion tonight after watching an episode of Agent Carter, where they brought up the question of, does time really exist? What is your opinion on whether or not time exists?
Wait, what was the argument for time not existing? Like, so, it's like a straight up, yep, there's time, there's clocks. And...
So time is a construct of man. We have figured out a way using the stars and how different things in nature rotate to create a time system to measure our own existence. the idea of time does not exist in the universe. It's more of a space-time of how big the bang is happening and how much things are expanding, not really a matter of minutes. That's something the humans have created just to monitor their own existence.
So my understanding of time is that, yes, it does exist, and it's the thing that prevents all occurrences from already having occurred. You know, if there was no time, then whatever the final state of everything would already be there. So now the measurement of time is sort of arbitrary, right? Like somebody just said, correct. Like, okay, let's just say like when the sun goes or the around or whatever, let's call that this unit of time. That's correct. Arbitrary. But time, with a physics perspective, in my mind, clearly exists, preventing everything from happening at once.
Well, see, that's the argument, is everything is happening at once. Right now, the universe, the Big Bang happened, right?
Wait, what do you mean right now? You can't say right now.
No, but the Big Bang
that's a time.
Happening. So, the Big Bang happened. And where does this tiny little, smaller than an ant, smaller than an atom, molecule in the universe, right? Us as a being. And so, from our perspective, that Big Bang is taking all of this time. But from another's perspective, in the larger perspective of the universe, we don't know all the different perspectives that are out there, all the different dimensions or ways that we can experience the universe. We can only experience the universe from our perceptions and the perceptions that we've been allowed in this form. There's other forms out there that we might not understand that perceives us differently. And to them, this still might be that initial explosion, like what we might see, like a nuclear explosion. To us, it's instantaneous. But if you're inside that explosion and you start at the beginning and you get all the way out to how far that explosion reached, there we go. How long did it take from that person or that molecule's perspective? Does that make sense?
Sure, yes. It makes sense.
So we're still part of the Big Bang. The Big Bang is still happening. We're still expanding. We're still that
sure.
big smoke
right.
cloud from another maybe sentient beings or just another type of perspective.
Right.
But that doesn't mean there's no time.
Time, right. I'm just saying, so if we went like this,
so it's all happening at once.
Does stuff travel? Is this, you know, we can go like, okay, if I walk 10 feet, did I walk 10 feet? Of course I did, right? How fast was I walking? I made the, you know, and then you could just reverse the math on that. You could go like speed you traveled versus the distance. Divided by the distance equals the time it took you to do that. Like, you can make an arbitrary time. You can make any time mean what you want it, because time is just the, you know, distance.
Yeah, it's arbitrary.
But I'm saying, like, just because something's arbitrary, like, it's like, if I wanted to measure, like, my day in crayons, I can measure it in crayons. It's still going to be measured in something, and that something, how we measure it, is called time. How we measure it, it's like, you can make that one up. Milliseconds, eons, it doesn't matter how long it is, it's still a measurement
right.
of something.
But it is interesting to think there could be other entities that view time from a different perspective, and they see, like, maybe they see eons go by in what we perceive as moments.
What if
and
we're
it's just like...
Explosion, yeah. We're going to explode, and we're just expanding with the cloud. And
right, and then we're gone forever.
Another explosion. Perspective, it's like this is happening instantaneously.
Right.
From Mars, it's taking us
millions. And that's
I mean,
why
probably other perspectives yeah. where that takes years. And the moment this conversation started, like, will be some universes, you know, go from the, you know, Stone Age to the Bronze Age to the Nuclear Age, all in that moment, because there's also
right.
that perspective.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I think, you know, they do that in fantasy creatures pretty consistently. It's like the really long-lived ones, like dragons and elves and stuff, they're always kind of, like, pondering and slow. And then, like, they're like, I'm a kobold, I live 5 years. They're like, look at me, I gotta go do everything really fast, because it's like they do things fast because their lifespan is so short, so they need to get things done. While things that are long-lived, they do things kind of pondering because they don't need to worry about how long they live.
Sure. So let's talk about the meditation gurus, the Buddhas of the world, and how they claim that they can slow down time by slow down their metabolism. You know, just taking things in slower, and they feel like their metabolism is moving slower and that their bodies are actually changing speed in the man's construct.
Sure, but I think that you got to the right word there, kind of on accident there. They feel like their things are slowing down and stuff like that. If you concentrate enough, you could...
Everything a perception?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, just because it's a perception, it's just like when you're doing anything, you're doing something that's like ponderous and laborious, you're like, oh, this is taking forever. Like waiting for the to cook something in the microwave, you're like, this minute is taking forever.
Or on the opposite side, when you're super excited about something, you're like, holy crap, that was fast.
Right.
Is that done already?
Yeah, exactly.
Just because man created the system where there's minutes and seconds doesn't mean that your perception that experience didn't happen faster. You know, maybe we created this construct that's limiting in our perception of how the...
Sure, so we could have a baseline time. Time ticks at the same... Right, and then we could have a personal time. Like, how long did that feel? You say, how long did that feel? Without looking at a clock, so you say, like, ah, that felt like an hour. And then you look, and you're like, that was 5 minutes. You're like, okay. And then you kind of chart that down, and you'd be like, okay, from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to sleep, how long did the day feel based on how I did things? And you chart it out, and it's like, that felt like... That was 18 hours of time, and you actually look at it, and it was like 13 hours. You're like, oh, okay. You know, you could chart it out. You'd have to do, you know, keep a constant tab on how long you felt things were when you're doing activities or things. But you could chart how you feel time is and how time is actually, and then you could figure out your own, you know, skill. Your, you know, be like Mickey time. Mickey time's always, you know, a little slower, right?
Always a good time.
Always a good time, right? And Ryan is always a couple minutes behind. It's all like, you know, there's actual time and Ryan time. Ryan time is 7 minutes slower. But
in my perception,
yes.
Early.
Yep, you're 7 minutes early. That's what I'm saying.
You're all like super freaking early. So
man made up this construct that doesn't really fit with how we really see the world around us happening.
Yeah, 9:30. To me, it's actually more like 9:37
the rest of us.
But that could also be argued about lots of things. That could be argued on, like, beauty, right? There's what, you know, like, magazines and movies and stuff tell you is beautiful. Is that truly what's beautiful? You know, what is this? Like, you know, like, art has been telling us for years, and it's like symmetry. Symmetry is beautiful when, you know, the face is, you know, the same on both sides. You know, that's a classical thing of beauty, you know.
Well, that's why you're so pretty.
That's just the beard. I shaped the beard to make my face look equal. But then you kind of get down to it, and you're like, is the imperfections what's truly beautiful? Like the parts that aren't perfect.
Well, and the balance too. Like, have you seen those monkey tail beards?
Right.
It's like, goes the mustache and then squirrels around. Those are pretty sweet. You should get one of those.
Well, Mickey's the man of the mustache. Mickey's the man with the mustache.
Yeah, I guarantee you'd be Foreman if you had a monkey tail. Like, there'd be no choice. You'd be in charge. Like, this guy's bold.
I would see if Banks listens back to this and what do you think about the time conversation?
Well, hopefully he will. I'm going to end up having to send him the MP3 because he's the only one who can put it up, because I don't have access unless he sent me access, which he didn't. But
So to answer your question, Mickey, yes.
Excellent. Okay. Mystery solved.
But
WandaVision?
Time is a flat circle, right? WandaVision was great, dude. That show always comes at me, you know, it hits me and I'm just like, it's a show I'm glad is on once a week. You know, like there's something to be said about like binging and stuff like that. And we definitely got into that Netflix, you know, certain shows you're like, oh man, that feels so good to watch it all and get a complete story and then think about it. This, there's the way it's designed is so fun to think about it on a weekly basis.
They're not going out of the park.
Yeah.
Although I will say this is not a kid's show. Not that it's not appropriate for kids, but like my kids were kind of like, they tried watching a random episode the other day. I wasn't there, but Amber said they were just kind of like, I'm not sure about this, and lost interest. Which I actually don't blame them, because the first episodes are so meta that like you have to be able to deal with that. You have to see that this is leading to something. And to a kid who's young, it's like, I don't know why this is old-fashioned-y.
Right.
And it doesn't, you know?
I like our experiment with D2's wife, bringing a MCU believer into the fold using this show. But I guess I would imagine that's a totally different experience bringing a kid in, trying to introduce them to the MCU universe with this being their first experience. It'd probably be a lot tougher.
It would be rough. At least, I don't think
they'd have a chance.
Yeah, know? I don't think so either. Cause like, Griff likes the funny stuff. He likes when Rocket does dumb stuff. He likes Thor when he's got a belly, and he likes that stuff. He likes cool things. He likes certain things. He likes Spider-Man because he's a kid. And I'm like, and then I don't have a heart to go like, hey man, he's actually like 22, so don't worry about it. He's not really a kid anymore. It's just like he plays a kid. But yes, I would say like this is definitely like. You know, they give movies like rated R and stuff like that, but that's for violence and sex and all that junk like that. This is like a mature show in the sense where it's like it takes like a mature mind. I'm not saying an adult mind. I'm saying like a mind that can go look at things in multiple ways and saying like, does this mean this? Does this mean this? You can look at
it. You have a maturity of intelligence.
Yeah, it's very methodical. And you have to be able to think about, like you were saying, Dave, where's this leading? What could possibly come down the road? What type of connections could I make? We haven't tried it with the boys yet. They kind of want to watch it, and we might give it a shot because I don't mind going back and rewatching episodes again. Because every time I do, I seem to pick up something more. Mm-hmm. But I think Evan would probably be okay with it. Logan will get bored.
And right.
Just
like, yep.
No, this isn't for me. So.
But what was the last one? Was this the spooktacular or the Halloween-y?
It was the Halloween episode, yeah. So we should talk about that.
Yep, the all-new Halloween spooktacular. I like when Mickey recaps because it's great.
Shit. So I got to admit, that like 15 minutes before I came on, I'm like, fuck, they're probably going to ask me to recap. I didn't do any research on that, so it'll be great again for you. So, Ryan, you're up.
Let me see. I remember...
What's the opening scene?
They were dressed up, right? And then Vision comes down the stairs in a Scooby suit, and everybody's kids are sitting on the... Yeah, I think there's kids are sitting on the couch and with...
They open with the kids. It opens with the kids and Pietro playing.
Yep, and they're playing and hanging out. And then
video games.
Wanda's all dressed up in her get-up, and then Vision comes down.
Yeah, Wanda's like, this is a traditional Sokovian fortune teller's outfit.
Yeah.
And he's like, and how do you like my wrestler's outfit?
Vision is a luchador. Yeah. Luchador wrestler.
The only thing she allowed him to wear.
Yeah, that actually was pretty cool. Whereas, like, I like it. It's like, well, you should, because it was the only thing in my closet. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like that he's like getting annoyed. It's like almost like this marital arguments, but with this weird magic twist. Like, it's not like I'm mad because you forgot to clean the bathroom. It's like I'm mad because you're controlling our house and the whole town with magic.
When you're hurting people, I think that's he's a little disconcerted about that.
Well, yes, but what I mean, though, it's what's ironic and kind of funny is that he's mad about that, but his anger comes out in sort of like a typical, you know, normal buttonheads wife and husband way.
Like he's still playing his part.
Yeah, he's still playing his part. It's just he's not mad about something that's normal in a family. He's mad about weird magic controlling and making other people unhappy. It's like a strange marital argument, you know. Like they went to marriage counseling and the counselor said, so Vision, how do you feel? He'd say, well, I don't really like how Wanda's controlling all the people and they feel like they're being tortured.
Right.
Like that's what I'm saying. It's like it's both a normal marital argument with an abnormal reason for arguing.
Yeah. Yeah, the big thing is I did like that he said, hey, I'm going to go to Neighborhood Watch. And she's like, hey, what are you supposed to do this with the kids? He's like, I got a job to do. She left. But then Pietro's all like, hey, I'm just here. I'll be the man figure and stuff. I'm really just here to cause drama between you. Basically explaining what that kind of character does in a television show. and explaining that his character is literally there to cause drama.
Yeah.
Like he actually said that.
You
guys don't have any costumes.
Right. He basically said, like, yeah, I'm here to, I have extra chromosome. I can do this. I'm just here to cause drama between you and him and this. And yeah, so basically he said what uncle type, like slacker uncle type characters do in television shows like that. And then that's just what he does. He does what he says he's going to do.
Yeah, but I think it's also interesting that he's not saying it like, he's like spoofing on the television show idea. He's saying it like, hey, I know what's going on in this world.
Yes.
And like he addressed that. Hey, what do you mean? How do you not know why I'm here? This is your world. I'm here because you want me here to do this, and this.
Right.
And going back to when he's slammed up when he left after going for the neighborhood watch, my favorite part of that whole scene was his last line when he just stared at her right in the eyes and said, "Be good, Wanda." I really think where he's at with what's going on in the world is really disconcerting, which obviously showed itself later in the show. It wasn't telling her to be good, like, hey, be good. It was, be a good person. It was
very gentle. And they wander Halloween and there's some more, basically more devil demon things where he's like, release the demon spawn. He says release demon spawn. And then the kids are running around getting in adventures and shit like that.
Taking all the candy.
Right. And he's,
taking all the candy.
Yes. And we do get a bit of, some powers, of the kids' powers. So it's like speed, which is basically inherited speed force. Not speed force from this, but the ability to run fast. And a little psychicness in Wiccan. But what I really liked is Pietro, it's just, you're not going to convince me that he's Pietro. Because, some of the stuff, just doesn't make sense. Like, when he goes, what do you remember? And he's like, I remember being shot down in the street like a chump. He was a hero. He did heroic things. He basically saved people and saved Hawkeye from being gunned down. Like, he would never think that of himself as his dying wish. So it's like, who would think that of someone watching from the outside or seeing that? Who has no care for human life would say that he died like a chump.
Well, unless that's part of his persona that he's playing. Like he's playing this loose uncle, kind of carefree, loose with his words. So he could say it in a way that he doesn't believe that. It's just how he describes it. Like, oh, you got shot like a chump.
Mannerisms.
But also him going hey Wanda, where are you keeping all these children? Basically his questioning that, it's all and he's all well, were you upset with that? And he's like, no, I think it was pretty cool and stuff like that. It's like, I just, sure he's playing loose with the but I just don't think the way he says things, don't see that even if he's playing a cool person, doesn't feel like he is who he says he is.
It doesn't fit with the personality that we see in Age of Ultron
and or Evan Peters' character as Quicksilver in the X-Men X-Men version of Quicksilver. He's all like, hey, he doesn't pay attention, but he's run both times that we've seen him and do his cool Quicksilver stuff. He basically breaks Magneto out of prison and stuff like that. He doesn't kill anybody. He doesn't hurt anybody. He basically knocks them out and stuff like that, or else he saves everyone from an exploding X-Mansion. So he's neither personalities of either Quicksilver from MCU, Quicksilver from the X-Men universe fit the personality, this new personality. And it's not even a mashup of the two. It's a new personality that's there to kind of pick.
Go ahead, dude.
I was gonna say, and if you watch Elizabeth Olsen's WandaVision, Wanda's facial expressions when they're talking, she's confused by how he's acting.
Yeah, I think
you pick up on those clues. She doesn't say much, But she's questioning his questioning.
I think that he's another element that's got total free will in this world. And there's very few of those elements.
I'm probably more along with the line with the Dave that he's not Pietro. He is someone in imitating Pietro.
Yeah,
that works with what Mickey's saying.
He's got free will in this world.
So yes.
Okay, I got it now.
He's one of the very few elements in this world that has free will. You know, the kids seem to have free will. Vision seems to have free will, even though he's kind of going along with the story, but I think that's more for Wanda's sanity. I think he's concerned about her part of that.
I actually think he's gaining more free will, you know? Like, I feel like he was...
Everybody is.
But I think it's because she, in order to bring him to life, so to speak, had to, like, puppeteer him. And now that he's getting better at being an entity that's alive. I think Pietro, I think he's probably one of the evil guys, and it just took that form to hang out because they could.
But so then outside, we see basically Hayward goes like, "Hey, you get off my base, you know, because you're basically, you never were going to side with us. You were always going to side with, you know, with that, you know, with her. Like
the Inhumans.
Then you know, with Wanda, you were never gonna basically listen to me anyway. So they kick him off the base. They go and beat a couple of guards up, hide out in a thing, and Darcy starts hacking and stuff. And there's what's it called? Project Cataract, which you know, Cataract Vision, you know.
Yeah.
So whatever they were doing there, whatever they were trying to figure out with the Vision's corpse, she's hacking into it and basically got through several layers but didn't get to the twist that we're searching for.
Did she get to it but they didn't show it, or did she like
I think she was just about to get to it when what happens at the end happens,
right? Yeah, so then Vision or
well, oh, we're we got yeah
yeah we're told never go past, you know, like telling the kids, hey, go have trick-or-treats, do whatever. But don't go past Ellis Avenue. She's like, okay, do whatever you want. Run wherever. Ellis Avenue. Don't go past there. Cool. So Vision is just walking further and further from the center of town and basically starts seeing people like less animated, moving less. You know, like, oh, I'm just doing programmed moves. But then you see like the tears, you know, like I'm programmed. I'm stuck here. And then there's people who are completely frozen, just like, boom, nothing. So he's figuring out. Yep, the further out, the less control. So he basically doesn't control them at all. They just sit there.
Well, except, they know their next part almost. And they're just waiting for somebody to come
but
in.
Vision doesn't activate their part. So it's Wanda who activates the scene, basically, by walking into it. It's a little bit of, what is it? Did anyone read Breakfast of Champions? Basically, it's a book, but the whole thing is, if I remember right, it's like everyone is a robot that's designed to have a scene with it. Basically, like, imagine you're the only real person. You don't know you're in a, you know, basically in the Matrix, not really the Matrix, but you walk out into the scene, interact with somebody, they don't activate until they interact with you, until you come up, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, they have sensors. Like, ah, they come out, and they're like, hey, neighbor, blah, blah, blah. They go back in. They basically shut down and wait to you, you know, and they're basically only activated when you're within the proximity to thus make the scene real for you.
Right, or like 90% of video games.
Yes, you know? Yep, where like stuff doesn't activate. Yep.
At town, and they're just standing there, and you come back, and they're like, hey... You know, complete a mission, and then they initiate their dialogue
wheel and stuff
welcome
like that.
Welcome back. You did good.
What she great gets, but then almost seemingly trying to escape is what I kind of felt like it is. Yeah, is Agnes in a car? Is in the car turning right there at the stop sign, turning onto Ellis Avenue, but she's talking enough to have sort of some sort of consciousness, and then he does the old bzzzt, and then she's all like, ah, you know, are you dead?
That changed my perception.
Or no, she's like, are we dead? Because yes, you're dead.
Yeah. But the fact that she's activated enough that, like, she's speaking. Like, none of the other people were speaking. The fact that, like, before she was even touched by Vision, she was muttering, which means that she's got more consciousness than others.
Yeah, or maybe it's just because she was further away. She managed to get towards the edge and further from Wanda, so her grip, like, was less there.
Maybe.
I was totally under the idea that she was going to be an agent of whatever this other source that's got a piece in this that we haven't identified yet or that we have ideas of. But that really blew up that perception that thought. I no longer think she's part of the bad guy.
Right.
There's still a piece of me that's saying like that, like she's playing the long game of some sort. Like, I don't know what it is yet. Like, I feel like, well, there's something I missed that I don't know why. Like, because she did very consistent things to get me to think that she is with the bad guy, or at least a third party that is not good or evil yet. Like, she could have been like the party that
was both sides.
Yeah, like the party that, like, you know, like Wanda wanted to do X. She didn't know how to do X. She found Y. Y knew how to do X, but now Y's trapped in there because of, like, you know, like she said, hey, do this thing. Wanda did it. She's like, oh shit, don't do this thing until I get away. You know, get. She didn't know how big the power or whatever.
Maybe she got sucked in like Monica
yes,
did.
Yep. Yeah. So then Vision decides he's going to go like, well, fuck. Let me get out. And he pushes his way through the boundaries.
Badass, by the way.
Badass. Super badass. And, so, yeah.
Well, before they break through, we forgot a little bit, probably an important thing that happened. Before that, outside, so, you know, we talked about how Darcy was breaking in and Jimmy Woo and all, they're like, oh, you know what, we should leave. We got to go. You know, I have a contact. He can help us get back inside. And so we should go. And Darcy's like, no, I'm going to stay here. Cause there's still more here. And she's like, look, you know, something going on with you too. Look at your blood test. You know, we got your blood test. Things you're changing that, you know, something's not right. And she's like, yeah, well, we'll worry about that later. But you know, they're like, well, we're going to go meet somebody. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, okay, this could be our Luke Skywalker moment of the Mandalorian. They're going to go meet someone.
But also, like, it felt like her DNA hasn't changed. It's been changed twice now. The thing is, was it like, you know, like, so does she have an X gene, effectively a gene that, you know, basically can give a mutation and stuff like that? I think she does, but I'm not sure, like, it wasn't already activated.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is the moment in which they're introduced. You know, I think this show may be the introduction of the whole mutants into the MCU.
But I'm not sure if it's like they're ever going to say it. I think something's going to happen. Basically, this is going to be like the catalyst force, right?
Right.
This is a catalyst force.
I don't know if the catalyst here really is her going into Westview or if it was the blip.
The blip?
I kind of think it might be the blip.
There's also part of me to go like, okay, she was a kid. Most mutations in, you know, X-Men and stuff like that, most mutants like manifest their mutations at puberty. You know, girls go through puberty way earlier than boys, you know? You know, what do they say? Like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever, right in that age, right? How old? Yeah. What's that? Eight? Right. How old was she in Captain Marvel? Right around that eight, right? Cool. What was Captain Marvel powered by? A fucking Infinity Stone, right? If it's Infinity Stone radiation that activates mutations, you know, was her latent X gene, if she has one, if that's how they decide to call it, was it activated then? Is that why she kind of now thinking back goes like when they mentioned Captain Marvel? Is it a little bit of like her going like, fuck, you did this to me. I know you didn't mean it, but you changed me in a way that, like, I'm different now. And, you know, you're kind of mad at someone. If someone does something they didn't mean to, you can still be mad at them. It's okay. But also, it gave me, because it's like, then I thought about Captain Marvel, and then I watched, so I watched part of Captain Marvel, and then I watched part of Endgame, and it's like, the blip happens, right? The next time we see, whatever, we see Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, right? She has the short hair. Yeah. Carol Danvers was such a good friend. Such a good friend with Monica Rambeau. What would something, if someone was going through fucking cancer treatment, what would you do?
Oh, yeah, shave your head with
your mom. Her head, right? I think that's where we got the haircut, dude. Because that's, I don't know how long hair, dude, I don't grow hair anymore. I, like, is like 2 inches, 3 inches of hair about a couple years of hair growth? I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying, like, she died 2 years before she got back, basically, because we know the timeline. We know the blip happened, cancer went into remission. 3 years later, she died. 2 years later after that, she came back. Captain Marvel had short hair. That, you know, that long. Did she save her head to deal with that? So I'm like, I know they could be retconning shit. They wanted her to have cool hair, but were they thinking this far ahead to say, like, oh, no, she went to Earth a few times to, like, meet Monica? It sucks she wasn't on Earth when she died. You know, but she did this thing, you know, to kind of fit in there.
That's okay. That is a pretty direct explanation. Like, just if she thinks that
it's about 6 inches a year,
Marvel.
Okay, gave so maybe a little bit
cancer to her mother. That could be the source of the update.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be that simple that she blames her for the sickness because, you know, she's got radiation.
Right.
You know, or, it, you know, it could be related to the gene thing, but it could just be like,
or how about even this, right? You know, she manifests her powers, right? And then, you know, she could have done something later on in her life, like got angry, did something that made cancer come to her. Maybe she just giving off low levels of radiation that we don't realize or know.
That well, she's had this is well since puberty and didn't
yeah play. Yeah, no, we don't know, we don't, I like, yeah, I don't know,
that could be, but I bet you she doesn't know that either,
right? No like, this I'm just saying, these are all things that could connect or not connect. This is us going into a crazy deep dive on things that may never happen, or I'm just digging and grasping at all kinds of straws.
But I do think that the mutant tie-in is really likely. Like, I think, do you say that, D2? Like,
yeah,
or because, yeah, you got the literally a dude from that played a part in one of those movies.
Although they did make a point to mention Kick-Ass, and both
both of them were in Kick-Ass.
Her brother from the MCU, Pietro, and this actor were both Kick-Ass actors.
They were one both in Kick-Ass.
One was Kick-Ass,
yeah.
And one was his best friend.
His best friend, right?
And they mentioned that. She said, "Kick-Ass."
Right, and also like.
I love that movie, but I don't remember that guy being Kick-Ass. I gotta look.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Pietro. Yeah, yeah. Both Pietros were in there. Yeah. But also, like, just we'll step back for a second. During the credits, which was like a Malcolm in the Middle credit scene, which was really, really good. Everyone was their name playing their who they were. I mean, Vision doesn't have a name, so he's Vision as Vision, right? Like that. But Pietro was the only one that says Pietro Maximoff as himself. Right, so that was like a weird credit thing that was kind of weird. It was almost in like, you know, like, haha, I'm playing myself, you know. Like,
I feel like this, I still, even though it seemed like he might be a bad guy, I feel like he is part of, I like the idea of the multiverses thing or multi-realities where she sucked in part of a different reality.
Right.
And it's the universe where Pietro exists in this way. Like, it's his normal place. And then he just, like, could get in there, and he figured out what was going on because he's fast.
Right.
And then he went to the door and said, "Hey, sister."
Right. Okay, well, that was an 8-minute tangent. So Vision walks through, basically, goes through the barrier, pushes his way through, and, yeah, has a talk with he doesn't seem to know that he was dead, which is good. Like, but then he starts disintegrating. Like, did you feel like he knew he was dead?
I feel like he was just angsty about trying to get help for these helpless right. people.
Yeah.
I think it was more of a selfless action, and that he wasn't concerned about himself at all, whether he's dead or
right.
not. He was more just trying to reach out in panic for the sake of others. Very Avenger-like.
Yeah, because the whole time as the sword agents start running towards him, he's like, "You need to help. You need to help these people." You know, it's very, very right. selfless. Very just like,
wasn't
you know, then he's in pain,
right?
You know?
Yes,
he's going through that, and he's not asking for help himself.
Right.
No.
And
no.
he starts disintegrating, and Wiccan being.
But it felt more like.
Being pulled back in?
It just, yeah, being pulled back in. Like, right. you weren't allowed to leave.
Right.
I took it as soon as he left, the magic that was holding him together
right.
wasn't working, and so he was degrading into his sort of dead vision parts.
Right.
I think all those things are true.
Because, yeah, yeah. Wanda
was getting stuck
yeah,
back
Wanda
in.
Didn't notice he was gone.
Right.
Wiccan had to say, no. Dad's in trouble, basically. And she's like, where yeah. is he? And basically he's outside. Yeah, basically. So.
Yeah, that part was a little weird. Because, you know, she's having this pretty much heart-to-heart with Pietro, right? They're sitting in the town square having this heart-to-heart conversation about life and, you know, And he's like, you know, she's like, well, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, I heard you.
Right.
I heard you call for me. And that's why I came.
And then all of a sudden here.
And yeah, you know, because he's at. Well, because he's, you know, he's starting again. He's starting to ask these questions about what is she doing here? What is going on? And she just doesn't. She's like, she's being really honest. She's like, I don't know. I don't know how I got here. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know any of these things. Now, whether or not that's the truth or if she does remember, we don't know. But then, you know, Dave, to your point, Wiccan, you know, appears and it's like she puts pause on things, right?
Yep. I mean, she does. Yeah.
She puts this massive energy blast out and everything just stops still except for her, the kids, and Pietro.
And free will.
Right. And that's when, you know, she starts expanding the hex.
Right.
You know, and she just, but again, is that we haven't seen this power out of her before, this right. level of power.
Right.
I don't think she knows she had it.
Right. It was basically, yes, emotion, pure emotion is pushing it as far as it can go.
But, and I think that's what confused me. You're expanding the hex. Instead of going to get him and save him, your choice is to expand.
Well, I think right. she did that to save him. She said, oh, he crossed the line. He's going to die. I don't know where he is exactly. I can fix this. Make the thing bigger. Now his, you know, he's wrapped in the magic again.
That was the fastest way she could fix it.
Yeah. That was my
I don't know if that would. Yeah. I mean, maybe that was, but I thought, you know, based off some of the other things that she's done before, I think she could have just, I think without expanding, she could have done something.
Well, maybe, but everything she's done before was while he was in her magic land.
She brought in the entire, everybody, right? She took the entire encampment. This yeah. was her punishment for continuing to fuck with me.
Everybody who couldn't run away.
Right, yeah. Because
the only people who got away were the people with cars, and they almost didn't get away.
Right.
Yeah, because Darcy was handcuffed, so she got sucked in.
Yes, I'm really interested to see what she turns into. Yes, and it is the circus. Yes. Right.
Oh, yeah, at the end they showed her the circus.
It's basically saying, you're just a circus.
You're the circus, man. Yeah, you're just the circus. Circus,
yep.
You're just the entertainment.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. So I think that wasn't, you know, it might have been the quickest way to save him, but it is also a way to punish the people that keep interfering with her.
Right.
I can't control you out there. I'm controlling you in here.
Oh,
I forgot about the circus stuff.
Yeah. She also has another one of those super jarring visions or vision. She sees Pietro dead, right. basically with the bullet holes and stuff that he had. As the Aaron Taylor Johnson version of it, but it's that version of him.
Yeah.
So
now, wouldn't that have been cool if they would have had Aaron Taylor Johnson
just for a split second?
Just for that one split second blip.
Like three frames, you know?
Yeah.
Just subliminal, but obvious subliminal.
Right. Ah, oh, man.
So pretty much the episode ended with the whole turn, everything turning into a circus. And then it's Monica Rambeau and Agent Wu, Agent Lee, driving away with the hex increasing in size behind them, right?
Yes. I think it's it stopped, though.
They got away, right? They was like taking over their car and all stopped and they bolted out.
I think with all the rest of the SWORD agents being stuck inside, I think you know, whoever this contact is gonna be what's gonna help solve
it. They're gonna build a vehicle of some sort and they're gonna punch in.
I wonder if it's gonna be Doctor Strange now.
I mean, it's a good guess.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not Patrick Stewart and Professor X.
Right. I don't think so.
He pretty much, well, he confirmed today that he talked with Feige a couple months ago and they decided that he will not be joining because of the success and of letting that character go in Logan. So.
Yeah. Like, because. Yeah, there's...
That's perfect.
He's like, a good perfect time to go. I don't need to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's episode's... sorry, guys. I won't be able to send any, like, surprise Chris Pratt gifts to you, as I will be in meetings all day. So I'll have to watch it later.
I might not have meetings, but I'll have to work during the day.
I have three screens going, two for work and one for
not when possible. I'm not in
meetings.
So pull out those tiny violins. I actually had to go back to a full work week this week for the first
time. It's about time. See, that's the problem. Like you got used to not having it, and now that you have to.
Now you're soft.
You're soft, yeah. That's the problem.
So here's the difference. Here's a full work week in Mickey's world. Last week I was working 25 hours a week. This week I'm working 32.
Oh, so technically full. Wait, is that even technically a full week? I don't even know if that
32 is.
That's a full week. What? That's like a French full week. Nice work. So
I work 32.
But how much of that is like actual work, and how much of that is sitting in the office?
Oh, 1 or 2 hours a day is work, maybe. I have busy days where I have to work all day, but on the average day, like today, I got it all done in about 3 hours. It was, and then I had nothing to do until for the next four, so I ran errands.
Nice.
They're work errands. I ran to the bank and to the post office.
Yeah. So I just don't know where it's gonna go. Like, and I love it. Like, I love postulating and figuring and thinking and stuff like that. Like, it's something that, like, is super fun to do for me. It's like, it makes my mind feel real. It's like, I like puzzles. I like trying to figure stuff out. Even if it's flawed, like, not figuring it out, if it's not right, it makes me feel like all of my knowledge that I've acquired over years and years and years, like, of watching movies and paying close attention to them and absorbing them is useful.
Yeah, and they're doing a great job of continuing to answer a couple of questions and then bring up some new ones for you. So
right.
Adding to that puzzle.
Yeah, that's what I like about, you know, I love that it's week to week, so it gives us time to think, rewatch, look, instead of just binging. But it's that week to week where it makes me think and kind of, you know, I'm interested because I can't figure out where it's going.
Yeah.
Where, you know, some week-to-week procedurals, you're like, well, I know where this is going to end up anyway.
Well, they're doing such a good job of bringing in from every MCU project that's ever been made. You know,
yeah.
There's nods to everything. There's nods to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's nods to, you know, some of the Defender stuff. I mean, there's nods everywhere.
Like, yeah, it's deep, deep cuts of things. And it's great. If none of my theories pan out, that is totally okay. I'm okay with it because
I want to take their ride.
Their ride is theirs. Like the fact that I'm just trying to figure out like
I didn't put my hands up.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. See?
I think it'd be cool if they announced that, like, they introduced the X-Men and they say the word mutants. And then.
Inhumans.
What's that?
I said Inhumans.
But Inhumans are so different.
No, they say the word mutants and then they announce that Disney announces that they have the rights to do all that shit. You know, like they. Yeah. Because right now they don't have the right to do that, right?
No, they have them all. They have them all. Yeah,
it all. Yeah, and when they bought Fox, they got
just,
it all back.
Just today, they officially have the rights back to Punisher and Jessica Jones. Like, because Netflix had it for X amount of years, and it's
so
all
mutants,
like
they can say mutants now.
They can, yeah. But that's the best part. It's like a tease. It's tease. Yeah. Where like, when are they going to do it? And everyone's like, oh, they have it. Are they going to do it? When are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? It's like. Because
see, they're going to inject the Marvel magic into the DC universe with this, and then that's going to spawn off all the DC shit. But like with the Marvel magic, it's going to be good.
You mean the X-Men?
The X-Men universe?
Sorry, X-Men. Sorry.
Yeah. Jeez.
I get
right.
mixed up because they're both like franchises that didn't live up to expectations.
Yes. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
like,
even Spider-Man struggled until Marvel got involved. So
and give it a little touch to that.
Yeah,
how's that for a transition though? To talk about that new Justice League Snyder cut, that might be a that might be redeemable for DC.
Yeah, absolutely. That trailer was fucking good. It was like half of it was stuff I've kind of seen before, but then it's all like slightly different. I'm like, look at that. That's way cooler, man. That's way cooler.
I mean, look at the money they pay. You know, they did to you know to up the CG,
right?
You know, on like Steppenwolf and the fighting scene, and you know, there's no Green Lantern around for you this time. You know, it's just like holy shit, yeah.
So how did they get the green light to do this? I mean, they had to pour a ton more money into this.
$70 million, $80 million
Jeez, and already a huge budget. So How did they get the green light? Because this is not
peer pressure. I'm sure that they had all kinds of peer pressure. But when you say peer, I think it means internet hype and social media support, and like basically they can measure the fan base probably pretty damn easily with some of these tools. Like how many tweets does this get? You know, and they can correlate that to the past things and. You had, to make money, so let's do it.
You had the actual actors of the movie sit down and they said, "Oh yeah, no, we watched the Snyder cut with Snyder, and yeah, no, we need to get that out there. We need to release that. It was so good." And then you had Warner Brothers go, "Ah, there's no Snyder cut," and Snyder's like, "Yeah, no, there's not really a cut." And you know, fans just kept pushing for it, and so Snyder's like, "Yeah, well, I guess if they let me do it, I got some ideas. We can finish it off the way I want to do it." And Warner Brothers like. Fine,
right?
You know, we have the perfect tool now to get that out there with HBO Max. That's going to make the money back for us. So,
but yeah,
you know, here you go.
Because they have enough subscriptions to be able to pay for it. But it, I remember when it was like, $20 million. That's what we're willing to give you $20 million extra to put into it to finish your stuff up. And $20 million bloats to like $80 million. And you're like, foo.
But you see how that,
movie.
Well, if you watched any of those, like how it was made, shows about famous movies of the past, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like almost everyone said like, well, they didn't like it at first. But we talked them into $20 million, and then it was $60 million. Like it was, all of them had a similar story where like it started looking good, and then they took the full amount. You know,
we like their dailies, and as long as we like their dailies, we're gonna give them more money.
But like it just feels like, hey, you may like it or not like it, but at least it'll be like a coherent visual thought. You know, because it's like, you know, it's like if someone does 80% of something and then someone comes in and does the other 20%, you're going to feel it look different.
Oh,
you're gonna,
that's exactly. I mean, I remember when we saw it, we specifically could tell where Whedon came in.
Right.
Like, you're like, that is Whedon. That is completely a different tone than what's going on in the rest of the movie, especially the ending. So,
Right. It's like if Ryan writes some elegant code. Elegant. It's beautiful. And then some fucking hack job comes in and, like, adds a couple lines in there. Ryan's going to look at it and it's like, what is this? It's not beautiful. It's not the beautiful code that I could do it.
I said periwinkle blue. Damn it. Periwinkle blue.
Right.
Sea green.
Yeah.
Tabs instead of spaces or some shit like
that. Yeah. Oh, tabs instead of spaces.
Drive me insane.
But the fact that we're going to get, like, we're going to see so many characters that, like, are, like, you know, we're going to see, like, Iris West, so we're going to get a more fleshed out version of, like, the Flash. And we're going to actually see stuff that, like, Cyborg's not just going to be like, I'm sad. I'm a mopey sad guy. Sure, you can be mopey and sad, but give me some reasons why you're mopey and sad.
Yeah, get me invested.
And then...
Did they change the rating?
It's rated R, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the original?
PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, and then it goes through trailer, all classic trailer stuff. And then we're seeing burned out wasteland. So we're like, okay, we're in the future, which means, is this the actual future? Is this like not just a dream future? And then you see a shot of a guy, long haired guy, speaking in, oh, that's Jared Leto's voice. That's the Joker looking all fucking ragged and haggard. And he literally says, we live in a society, which is a meme on Reddit. It's everywhere of putting the Joker's face and saying like we live in a society. And then you say something dumb. And it's like the fact that they put that line specifically in there. But yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Why is it that I get railed on for using the word literally and Ryan says shit to you when you do?
Because
sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like I think I've worn Ryan down a lot longer.
Plus, I don't care about the word literally. That is a made-up thing.
Oh, man.
Sorry, yeah. The thing looks pretty awesome. And I...
Like, I... Yeah, I just... I'm excited. And we know, March 18th, we don't have an exact time, but we know it's going to be right around 4 hours.
Mickey, your audio cut out, by the way.
Yeah, your whole audio cut out, Mickey.
No, it's out.
Yeah, you're gone. Can't hear you.
Yeah, so I'll be excited to see that, too. I actually really thought the movie was fine, and I liked the movie, but it'll be fun to see a different variant, because it was always... more interesting and artistic and visual, and it was just different. So going a little further on that path will be interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And also what really came out today, the Red Band trailer for Mortal Kombat. And it is bloody as fuck. It is so bloody. So it looks
Is that a new game?
No, it's a movie. It's going to be on HBO Max and in theaters April 16th? 16th? Yeah.
Well, it obviously should be bloody. I mean, that's like
what
made Mortal Kombat successful by being like, we're going to be super fucking...
Like, literally, yes. Actually, the trailer goes through and does, like, you know, your basic plot and stuff like that. You know, oh, Shang Tsung, blah, blah, blah. And then Shang Tsung says, finish them. And then we get a... like 8-10 second montage of people being ripped apart and like being stabbed in the head and hearts being ripped out. Oh, it's great.
My bad. Yeah.
Hey, look at this. That sultry mustache voice. I can hear the mustache. Yes. Oh, it was good.
Yeah. I love Sub-Zero freezing the blood.
Yeah, freezing blood and stabbing someone with a blood knife.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Jax losing his arms. That was pretty good.
Kano does his Mortal Kombat 1 fatality of ripping out a heart. It's like, how do you punch through his rib cage? It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
I do like how he said Kano wins.
Kano wins, yes.
I recall that.
They beat that rib cage up so bad already and just destroyed it. So there's no cartilage. It's already all broken up.
Broken up.
So he just went right through that broken bones. It's an easy pull. You know, just reach in, grab it, pull it out. You got it in your hand, show it up.
I need you to record yourself doing the Kano. Beat up a rib cage and rip it out. Yeah, so that was good this week. That was a happy thing to watch today.
Yes.
So what's our next release is coming up? Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier will be, well, we have three more weeks. Three more weeks of this, and then Winter Soldier, which is six episodes, and then Loki. Right. Yeah. But I think
Winter Soldier are going to be longer episodes.
Yes.
That's why
they're saying
six.
The series are going to be about 6 hours. So I was doing a little quick math and stuff like that, and they said 6 hours for WandaVision, which means, like, if we got this, we have another, like, 2 hours and 38 minutes left in three episodes, which is closer to an hour each. It's going to be, like, 50 minutes closer to episodes if they actually stay around six hours.
Do they include the credits, you know, in this?
Yeah, project? I know. Like, I hope not, because credits are fucking long, because they have to do all the international translation and shit like that, because...
The first thing I always do is look to see how long the episode is and then subtract 8 minutes.
Yes.
All right, that's how much time I have to actually watch.
Yes, exactly. And it is rough to get that extra, and you're like, oh man, we still got like 12 minutes left, and then all of a sudden, 3 minutes go by, and you're like, fuck! Ah, okay.
Although they got me with the Brady Bunch episode when they start floating during the credits and start getting their argument.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'll get a little extra time.
Yes, you
know,
exactly.
Even if it was a mental fuck, you know, that's what it felt like.
But other than that, like...
Literally felt like.
Literally. Do you have anything else? Anyone have anything else?
That was good.
That covered everything that I had for the week.
I gotta let my dog out.
Ryan, you got anything else?
Nah, we could talk about new video games, but we can wait till Chris is back for that.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, if we have the whole crew, I mean, Mickey could be here too. He could have joined in. I don't think you'd get sick of being a Viking going around and chopping up pigs and hunting deer and stuff.
Yeah, it's third.
I'll come look at him.
Yeah.
Because you just gotta turn off motion blur and third person. So
can you guys share that one so I can watch it for a bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got a world of people wanted to jump in. I've just been kind of having fun.
Whoa, really? Who's jumping in? Tell
practice.
Me. Tell me.
No one.
Oh, okay. No one. I thought maybe your boy wants to jump in. My brothers who are stuck at home.
Oh.
Here's the other question. Is it going to run on my laptop versus a gaming computer?
Probably. I mean,
it is my son's old gaming computer, but it's years old.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but our Minnesota Department of Transportation is now running a contest to name 8 snowplows across the state. You know, there's ones on there like Plowy McPlowface.
Yeah, I was going to say that's got to be one.
Obi-Wan Snokobe. Darth Blader is on there. They're running a contest through February 26. You can vote for up to 8 names out of like 50. It's kind of cool. Anyway,
that's kind of fun.
Mr. Plow, that's my name.
Actually, let's see here.
Everybody knows it's Mr. Plow.
Did they go with Mr. Plow? No, they don't have Mr. Plow. They do have Luke Snowwalker.
All right.
Snow place like home. Sir Plows a lot. I mean, that's got kind of a double
like
on.
Big plows that I cannot lie.
Oh, shit.
Plowabunga?
Yeah.
The snow comes in with it.
Has anyone watched Bridgerton, Ryan? That looks like your show.
I think Amber's watched like one or two, but.
I just watched real porn.
So it was just announced is the super sexy guy that's in Bridgerton. I don't know who he is. He's like the main character. Oh, he joined the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
I saw that.
All right. cool. So it's somebody we don't really know.
So I'm looking at him, and I'm like, all right, that could be a sorcerer. That could be a sorcerer. Yeah. He's like a sexy guy that's mysterious looking. Mm-hmm. He could be a sorcerer or a warlock. He's just got to be charisma-based. But wait a minute. It's Hollywood. So everyone's charisma-based. It's like when you made Sexy Squad. Oh, what's everyone's charisma? What's the lowest charisma? Like 16? Oh, shit. Sexy Squad's here to stay.
You have to get like Daryl from The Walking Dead because he's the only one that knows how to blade dower.
Yeah. But... yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else, really, so.
No, I think we did a good job.
Cool. Hey,
good job, everybody. Congratulations.
Way all to go. Right. Bestest episode ever.
Best episode.
Always the best episode.
And we kept it at an hour.
Yep. Ooh. All right. Oh, let's leave it to Ryan. Where can they find us?
Let's see. There's a website. It's www.geeksnextdoor.xyz. There's also an email, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com.
That's for the win.
That's for the win, Chris. And there's a Facebook page. You can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksnextdoor. I didn't do it good, Adam, but I think I got the content correct.
I think he did. I didn't think he did a great Adam.
Yes.
Like you showed up, and that's all that really matters. That's all we really require out of Adam is to show up.
I did that, so I guess okay. All right.
Woo! All right, guys. All thanks right, a lot. Guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.